feeling, if you start to go that way and you feel an aversion to it, aren't you wise enough to translate go that way? And we like it when this way is calling you and you're close enough in the vibrational range of it that it just calls you. But we don't think there's a thing in the world wrong with knowing that you don't want to go that way, which causes you to conclude that you do want to go this way. So the answer to your question is the source within you is always calling you strongly, loudly, in the direction of what it not only knows that you want, but what it knows that you've already become. In other words, you're being called this way. The question that your question really is amplifying is, but how am I translating it?
Right.
In the early days of Jerry and Esther receiving us in this way, we were not speaking through Esther yet. She was still going to the typewriter and receiving us in that way. And Jerry was asking questions, and as they were driving, they would get a lot of yes and no answers. They were sort of using us like a pendulum because Esther was not in the place where she was trusting her ability to articulate. And one night, they decided to play a game with friends, the only people that they had at that point told about their Abraham experience. And they were living in Phoenix, Arizona, and they said to their friends, go out somewhere, take your car, and go lose yourself somewhere in this valley. Now, it's more than 50 miles east, west, and north and south. It's a very big valley. And they said, do you want us to go to Scottsdale, or do you want us to go to Mountain Shadows, or do you want us to go to Tempe, or to Mesa, or to Ahwatukee? Do you want us to go to Glendale? Do you want us to go to Phoenix? They said, anywhere. Go anywhere in this area. We're going to get Abraham to come and find you. So they took their car and they went. And Jerry and Esther confidently got behind the wheel. Jerry is driving and Esther is receiving impulses from Abraham. And so sometimes Esther would say, don't go that way. And because she could feel that, in other words, it was either that way or that way or that way. And so she could feel that it's not that way. And it's not that way. It must be that way. She was sort of feeling her way along. And so they went to a place and we said here, and they were nowhere around. And then we went to another place and we said here, and they were nowhere around. And Esther's getting pretty irritated with us because she's feeling very strong guidance that she believes, but when she gets there, there is no manifestation to back it up. They gassed the car up twice that night. That's because their promise was, nobody goes home until we find you. That was the deal they made with their friends. And so, finally, just before sunup, they found them. And Esther, by then, was furious with everyone. And she said, first we went to Mountain Shadows. We were behind the hotel by the dumpster. And they said, well, we were there. And then Esther said, and then we went to Scottsdale, and we were behind the Benihanas. And they said, well, we were there. And as they went down their list of places, they had been at all of them, but they said, well, we kept receiving the impulse to keep moving. So now that sort of sounds like what you're talking about. It sounds like Abraham was playing the game. It sounds like Abraham was telling them, go over there, and then Jerry and Esther go over there, but before you get there. And that was not what was happening. We were not playing the game. In other words, we were showing Jerry and Esther where they were, but by the time Jerry and Esther would make it to where they were, they had moved someplace else. But the point that we were really wanting to make in all of this is that everything that you want is moving, and you are constantly closing the gap. And with enough clarity, you got to understand, this was the very early stages of Esther being able to receive us at all. Finally, they did have their manifestation, you see. And so the source within you is not ever playing games with you. You are the one that are doing the creating of your life experience. The source within you does nothing other than trust that you are in the perfect position to be the creator of your own reality. That's the thing that we really want to point out to you. That's the trust that we want you to garner, not trust in source so much or trust in guidance. We want you to trust yourself. We want to trust you as we trust you. Think about it. You are the leading edge of all that is eternal. Don't you think that's quite a bit of trust the source has in you?
Yes.
Source trusts you to get out there and mix it up because source knows.